Sunday Meditation, September 1st, 2002.
The question today has to do with the concept of gratitude. We are told by various sources that we should give praise and thanksgiving in all things, whether they be what we think are good or what we think are bad. And we would like Quo to give us some information today about why this is so effective, why giving praise and thanksgiving in all things seems to produce so much of what we call good, or the feeling of being in the right place at the right time, of being in the flow. We appreciate anything Quo's got to say about giving praise and thanksgiving.
We are those known to you as the principle of Kuo. And do we greet you in the love and in the infinite light of the one infinite Creator. It is in the Creator's service that we find our joy and our employment. And we are extremely grateful to be called to your group by your desire for seeking. We thank each of you so much for the many things that had to be laid aside in order that you could join this circle at this time. It is a great blessing to us to be able to share our opinions with you on this subject of gratitude and thanksgiving. We ask only one thing of you, and that is that you carefully employ your own sense of judgment and discrimination as to those things that we may offer, for they are our opinion. We are not an authority of any kind, but rather we are your brothers and sisters. If you will allow us that ability to discriminate, then we feel that we will not infringe upon your free will by those things which we share. We would greatly appreciate that kindness. And we thank each of you for the beauty that you bring to us as we meditate with you and see the wonderful rainbows that each of you carry. It is a great blessing to us to share in these vibrations, to see that each of you, as the one Nam Hideo has said, is the master and at the same time joyfully encased in a shell of flesh and playing the part of the clown and the fool. What is it to be thankful? What is it to give praise? To seek this, we must go a little deeper than zeroing in on that word of praise or thanksgiving or thanks. Because the word gratitude or the word thanks does not in and of itself explain the power of the word or the concept that is behind that word. For indeed, in all spiritual realization, the awareness is bounding beyond the ability of words to describe the textures and the depth of the concepts that are moving through the seeking entity. Let us pull back enough to gaze at each of you as stars or cosmic entities. Each of you, like a star, has an energy field. Each of you is capable of radiation. each of you is capable of being greatly affected by the radiation of other energy fields. It seems within the veil of flesh that each of you is some little pinpoint of consciousness gazing out at a common world, that is, a world held in common by yourself and all those who agree on consensus reality. Whereas, in fact, each of you is the creator of your universe. And as the one known, as Janet has said, sometimes it becomes very clear that the universe lies within, that the reality lies within, that all that seems to be out here, as this instrument is pushing at the air in front of her body, that out there is that space that is around those fragile, delicate human bodies that you experience at this time. In actuality, this awareness is but a tiny portal on the awareness which you carry deep within yourself. You carry it as a precious gem. You carry it in rich and fertile soil. You can, through meditation, find those gems of self and ask them to shine for you so that you may see their beauty. For you truly have not simply one, but many of these gems within you, crystallized beingness of various hues and energies that you have through countless lifetimes developed, and in this particular lifetime have come into a specific and a beneficial balance, or shall we say dynamic imbalance, seeking towards balance asymptotically. This is your character. You are the crystal, the light, the energy that is the deeper aspect of life. Rather than being a specific shell, a specific weight, a specific appearance, and all these details that appear to be the most important part of consensus reality. These beings that you are vibrate to the highest truth of which the crystal of your being is allowed to become aware. If the highest truth which you allow yourself is the truth, for instance, of what this instrument would call right and wrong, then you are established to the extent of the truth of that concept in a vibratory nexus. And your spirit will rest within a comfort zone, within those thoughts which identify and specify that which is wrong, that which is right, that which is good, and that which is bad. Yes, precious. However, neither that which is right nor that which is wrong tends to create within the energy of an entity that emotion which partakes of what you have called thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude. Rather, it holds one within the spell of this particular density, which is the spell of polarity. It is quite necessary for your learning, for your environment, while you are learning, that polarity be displayed to a marvelous amount of detail, that the details be actually infinite of the physical universe, so that one can lose oneself endlessly in the examination of the illusion. However, in truth, the energy which created all things, which binds all things together, which unifies, is an energy that is so beyond words, so far beyond words, we correct this instrument, that it is ineffable. And yet perhaps one of the closest locutions to that emotion is gratitude. We normally greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We do this in a fairly formalized way because we are indicating to ourselves and to each of you what our vibratory energies are. The Logos, which is the one infinite creator's original thought, is that which we call love. And all that is manifested by the energy of this thought acted upon by free will, we call light. Part of that light is the energy of your body and the organs within your body and the molecules within those organs and the atoms within those molecules. But upon a completely other level, in the finer bodies, in the energy bodies, that energy is purer and more refined. And what each of you has come here to do is to refine that energy further. Whatever love that you came into this incarnation carrying as a part of the gifts of your previous incarnations, which you harvested for this particular illusion, you hoped to add to that store and to further refine and purify your idea of what, who, whose you are. For investigating essence takes one almost instantly beyond the words. And yet this word gratitude is so powerful, because it carries the vibration of the Creator. Gratitude is not what it seems. Gratitude is not a thanksgiving for blessings received. At its best, it is a way of being, so that one breathes in thanks and breathes out praise, breathes in that which is, and breathes out, thank you. Not because of anything, but because it is the nature of consciousness to find an overwhelming, ever overflowing cup of beauty and peace. And as one comes into even the shadow of this energy that lies within your hearts, there is an upliftment, and all of the energies that had seemed chaotic within the being begin to find a rhythm and a pulse in harmony with the environment about you and the thoughts within you, so that all of the finer bodies and the earthly body that is yours and the bodies that are wind and rain and planets all begin to harmonize and to vibrate and to speak to you. And when the universe is speaking to you, then there is always bliss and joy and peace and praise and infinite thanksgiving. The trick of the illusion is to coax one into the seduction of believing that the dynamic dance between the dark and the light can be solved by choosing the light or the dark and turning the back upon the other choice. Certainly a great deal of third density existence, especially in the beginning of that process of learning that we call third density, has to do almost completely with sorting out that which you as a soul feel is positive and that which you as a soul feel is negative, that which is desirable, that which is not preferable. Sorting these dynamics out within the personality does take a great deal of experience for many people. For there are many things that seem fair until they have been utilized and experience has been gained that indicate the failure of that beauty over time and experience. These are the last days of this particular cycle. And each entity that dwells upon this planet at this time has basically chosen its polarity. Perhaps not in a way that activates the spiritual progress that can indeed be accelerated, but the experience of each has been rich, and decisions have been made concerning the choice of the light or the dark. What we ask you to think about in the context of gratitude is that land that lies beyond polarity, that unification that is very much of higher densities and very much of the fourth density, and at the same time coming so close now to that vibration which is your so-called consensus reality, that more and more there is a transparency that comes and goes for entities, so that suddenly those truths of fourth density and unconditional love are indeed opened to that entity. And that entity feels, understands, and sees as if real the perfection of all things and the beauty of the play of light and dark. As the soul spins, evolves, balances, and regularizes in that spiral towards oneness with the infinite creator. What is gratitude? Gratitude is breathing in and breathing out with the awareness that this act is a gift. Each of you is like a cut flower. You have sprung from the soil of physicality. You have the life of a blossom, and your only responsibility is to blossom, is to be, is to share that which you are and take in that which all else is, exchanging with each other energy field those dynamics that lie between the two of you. It is easy to give thanks, and there are good times, but that is not the heart of Thanksgiving. The heart of Thanksgiving is to see in all things the gift of manifested experience. Oh, how precious that is. Oh, how dear. We cannot convey to you our appreciation of the challenges that you face by being in a physical body and in third density. And yet we say to you, such an adventure calls to us simply because each of you is experiencing within the illusion the 10,000 colors and shapes and forms that are what the Creator knows about itself so far. And each of you, as you take in the air and give it back out to the universe, is singing a song that no one else has ever sung, is lifting to the heavens a beauty that has never before been seen. And the Creator knows more now than before, because you have been open and vulnerable to experience, and the world and all of experience has been open and vulnerable to you. This is the heart of Thanksgiving, the knowing that every breath you take is significant, meaningful, and helpful to the Creator. Truly a gift given and a gift received. We sense that there are other questions, and the one known as Janet has specifically said that she would like to question upon a different subject. Consequently, we would like to thank this group for this instrument offering, and we would wish to transfer the contact at this time to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those of the cool.
Greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, there is. Hello, Quo. I'm the one known as Janet, and I just wanted to tell you that we have golden spiral Milky Way needles, and they're made of gold, iridium, palladium, ruthenium, and rhodium. And as we understand it, all those metals work on different parts of the body. We use them as healing instruments, pulling out energy that isn't necessary in bringing in light. And we're very excited and we wanted to share that with you. And we wanted to get your opinion about what you think about our golden spiral Milky Way needles. Thank you.
I am Quo, and we are aware of your query, my sister. We greet you and each to this meditation, and we are most happy to attempt to speak to this query. If you will remember that which those of Ra spoke concerning the upward spiraling line of light, that is the path all creation takes, then these Milky Way needles may be seen to reflect in a small way this upward spiraling line of light in the healing modality as you attempt to relieve various distortions and imbalances that the human body, mind, and emotions are wont to accumulate from time to time due to the participation in your daily round of activities. If you will also remember that there is a phase shift, shall we say, a change of energy that is possible when entities move in a certain direction, and then when placing energy into that direction, move at 90 degrees to that direction, traveling at speeds that are in your measurement great, in what are frequently called craft of the UFO nature, then it is possible to change dimensions or densities of light with this phase shift. If you combine this information with the upward spiraling line of light, you may see this spiraling line of light as being a continuous phase shift, so that there is available to each entity that is seeking the healing from these devices a kind of amplified energy that is able to, shall we say, untangle the knots that are within the mind-body-spirit complex of entities within this illusion. Another way of looking at these Milky Way needles is to see them as one would see the pyramid energies. The pyramid takes the ever-present energy of prana, the love of the logos, the intelligent energy which creates all things, and focuses it in such and such a fashion, much as the drain in your bathtub focuses the water as it leaves through the drain. Thus, the pyramid and these Milky Way needles tend to focus this upward spiraling line of light energy so that it is available in the healing modality. Is there another query?
Not at this time. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
I am Paul, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I've got one. I've noticed that two very bright lights have moved to town recently, my friend Victoria and the one known as Fidel. And previous to that, I had very recently met others within the circle that seemed to me to be very, very resonant with my own personality. And I wondered if there was more than synchronicity involved. If there was a, are we of the same soul family? Or, I feel so much resonance with these people, and the energy change is so sudden. It's just noticeable, and I wondered if you could comment on that.
I have a qual, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. Without infringing upon the free will of any present, we may suggest that those present within this circle of seeking, and many others as well, have before incarnational life began made certain arrangements, promises, shall we say, that there would be the effort made at a certain time within the experience of the harvest to give the life's energy and direction to aiding in this harvest. There is always the ability to share the load, shall we say, that those who are of service to others wish to partake in, for the joy of seeking and seeing and serving the Creator is multiplied manyfold when there are many harvesters, shall we say, working in the same fields. Thus one may see those entities who have recently joined this circle of seeking and have relocated themselves to this particular geographical area as hearing the sound of the music, shall we say, the music that is the promise made before the incarnation now come to fruition. Is there a further query, my sister?
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do you have a... I was thinking about how we can work together, because I know Hideo and I both, as group leaders, have real hopes of somehow acting to unite the planet in love and, I think, world friendship and that kind of thing. Do you have any suggestions for how we might collaborate better together, or what we may support and encourage in each other?
I have a qual, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. Again, we wish not to infringe upon free will by suggesting that which has not been chosen already in your free will. However, we may suggest that each entity within this incarnation is able to be of most service by being most authentically who each entity is. Each has brought certain skills, desires, and talents to this incarnation. And each encourages the other most effectively by encouraging each to be, first of all, to be firmly rooted within the harmony, the love, and the light of the One Creator. To be who each has determined before the incarnation each can most effectively be. For each of you is unique, though each of you is the One Creator. Each of you has yet another way of shining forth that love and light as a faceted jewel. Thus, encourage each other in whatever direction feels most appropriate. Your hearts can tell you the direction. Your meditations can show you your heart. Seek them together, however you can, and light and love shall come from this joint seeking. Light and love which can heal a wounded planet. We then would suggest that you do as you do, seek, share, and love together. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you, Go.
I am Quo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have one. My name's Ray. And with all the earth changes that are happening, the dynamics that's happening with the people that are on this planet at this time, the rage that they're feeling. Mm-hmm. What is your suggestion to help balance that out towards smoother?
Unquote. And I'm aware of your query, my sister. We are aware that there are those within this group and within many other groups as well who take time each day to meditate and to pray and to send love, light, and healing energy to all who are in pain, to open their own hearts to the healing love and light of the One Creator, to send that energy to Mother Earth herself for her healing as she brings forth a new Earth into fourth density, to send that love and light to each entity upon the planet which feels pain, which feels weariness, which feels the sickness and hate and disappointment, disease, and all those other various ailments which can take the attention and turn the mind to darker thoughts and ways of sharing that do not open the heart but close it. We would suggest that whenever it is possible, upon a regular basis, that you take time to pray, to meditate, and to send love and light to all who need. Is there another query, my sister?
I don't know that I have the words for it. It's the astrological things that are going on. How amplified energies are. I'm having a time putting it into words.
How about spiritual momentum?
Yeah, it's like there's a lot going on in the positive, but the rage among the people is really amplified. Where's that amplification coming from? Is it just for clarification? It seems like it's more than that.
I am quote and am aware of your query, my sister. As we mentioned previously, this is the time of harvest, the time of the change of cycles for not only each entity upon this planet, but for the planet itself, for all move in the upward spiraling line of light, as if in accordance to the hands of a clock striking the hour of change. The time grows short. There is much work yet to do. This planet has, for many of your millennia, suffered the difficulties of warring factions one against the other. This anger of war and bellicose action has seeped as heat into the crust of the planet, heat which must be released. Each entity, as well as the planet itself, is therefore asked in the spiritual sense to take a larger share of the ability to transmute this heat and anger. Those who have no firm foundation of spiritual seeking or outlet of sharing in a metaphysical manner take this extra share, shall we say, of energy and transfer it as anger. Thus, those who are aware of the change occurring upon the planetary and the cosmic level, which reaches into each individual heart, then do well to see in their meditations and their prayers hearts that begin to open, minds that begin to open, arms that begin to open, so that there is acceptance and love, compassion and forgiveness, in place of competition and anger, confusion and ignorance. Therefore, we recommend most heartily that prayers and visualizations be added to the meditations in order to aid other entities in their attempt to open their hearts, which is the purpose for each entity here on the planet at this time. Some are more, shall we say, effective, more able to do this than others. Those who are able to open their hearts first then teach others by example and in their meditations. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am called, and we thank you, my sister, for your query. Is there another query at this time? Queries appear to have been satisfied for the nonce. We would take this opportunity to once again thank each for joining this circle of seeking this day. We are aware that each sacrifices much in order to make the time and space in the daily round of activities available for such a gathering. It is always our great joy to be asked to join you here, and we would remind each that in your own private meditations, we would be happy to join you there as a conditioning vibration to help deepen your state of meditation. A simple request is all that is necessary, and we shall join you there. At this time, we shall take our leave of this institute and this group. We leave each in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adonai, my friends.
Adonai. There's so much to give thanks for today. I think I just like to hold Victoria and Hideo in the light and just thank the Lord that they're with us now. I am the circle in you, I healing me. I am the circle in you, I healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle in you, I healing me. I am the circle and you are hearing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.